are tuned in to the Bernard Bergen Podcast. Like, review, or share this episode with those you love and lead.
Accountability versus responsibility. I think very straightforward topic. I think, you know, we saw the video and the notes on that, and we're just going to each give a different perspective. And I'll start, you know, for me, you know, being a part of a Team Backpack Extreme Accountability Gurus, one thing that's deeply stood out to me is that I never hear excuses. This is the only place I never hear excuses. People either don't do it or they get it done. And if they don't do it, it just means that whatever the delay is, because we all have lives, we all have 40 plus hours a week to commit to something else. You know, as soon as we have the time, whether it's a late day at the office or if it's the next day off in the cycle, we get it done, you know, but we don't make excuses and make it, and make the worst thing I think about excuses is that it's a distraction about what you can do, you know? And I think so many times people are around people who, again, what's worse than making the excuse is distracting from when is the next day you can actually get it done. You know, so for me, accountability and being a part of a Team Backpack and being accountability gurus, it's just simply about getting it done or getting it done in the very next time you can get it done. And that's just a reality of having a busy life and going 40 for 40 in different environments.
That's good.
All right, who's next? Accountability versus responsibility. Grab one and go for it.
You're smiling, so you're ready.
So you're going to bounce it to me, Stephen. Is that what that is?
Yeah, you're ready. I saw you.
Accountability versus responsibility. I don't know. I guess for me, they kind of bleed together. So I'll be the devil's advocate here. I mean, if I'm responsible for something, then of course, it's almost like I'm going to hold myself accountable for getting it done. And I guess that's the one of the strengths that we have here in Team Backpack is we just kind of understand, like, if we're responsible for, you know, a goal or an objective or what have you, then it's almost like it's ingrained in us to go ahead and get it done. So we have like this, I don't know, I guess like a superpower, so to speak, to be able to just say, hey, I'm responsible for this. So I'm going to make sure, you know, that I hold myself accountable, but then bringing it back to the team, where we have a strong advantage at is, you know, once we verbalize something to the team, that's it. That it's going to get done. Like, regardless to how, you know, many days have went by, you guys are going to chime back in. And that's what's so great about having a team, you know, to work with, is even though we understand we have individual goals that we're working at, our team is so great at making sure that we accomplish the task that we set out to do. So the group concept that we have going here is just absolutely phenomenal. I don't think that accountability can happen 100% without having a good team to hold you accountable. Because if you're the only one, you can sneak out, right?
Right. Right.
No sneaking here.
All right, Stephen. Responsibility.
Accountability is people are counting on you. And the first person that's counting on you is you.
I love that.
So a lot of times, like Bernard, your wife is counting on you.
Absolutely.
So you have to be accountable to yourself and then to her. For Crystal, your husband and your children and people at State Farms are counting on you. So you have to be accountable to those responsibilities. Mm-hmm. And so when you are accountable, you can also be responsible.
Right. And I love how you put that, because I think that's where most people fail. And I think that's where our clients find the most value, is that, you know, in just some of our back and forth on responsibility versus accountability, you can delegate responsibility, but you can't delegate accountability. And what that's, I love is when I was scrolling back through, you know, our chat messages, I saw Crystal, you know, cleaning like 325 pounds or 400 pounds or whatever the number is now. And again, you know, she's accountable to what she said she's going to do. And right. You can't delegate that to someone else. Hey, Caitlin, why don't you do the weight for me? I count it as my win.
I cannot pass that task alone at all.
I forgot to talk about me too. Like, I'm responsible, but people are counting on me. Like, so I have to be accountable to my sister and to my nephew and to my brother-in-law and to everybody who's a part of Precision and a part of the household. They're counting on me. So I have to be accountable to all those, because if I get up and walk away, the mortgage doesn't get paid. The leadership is, you know, out the window at this point. They don't have those abilities quite yet to lead both the household and the business. So
it almost is like it's almost like you guys are saying that accountability is a choice that we've made, whereas the responsibility in some cases can be just kind of put on us. Mm-hmm. So to speak. It depends on the roles or responsibility or, that we actually have, you know, whether it's in our career life, family life, or what have you. Like, the responsibilities just kind of come with the territory of who it is that we are. But the accountability piece can almost be trashed if we just don't want to do it, you know. And that's unique, you know, in itself is, yeah, I do hold myself accountable for the goals that I set, you know, for myself, but I'm responsible for feeding my kid.
Right. You know?
I gotta do that.
You have to do that, or you could go to jail.
Yeah.
Yes. Right, that's
responsibility. If you don't do your job, you get fired. But being accountable is taking on extra task and what the everyday person may call extra. Like, I got a call from my captain. He's like, I need you to head up this. We need the numbers, blah, blah, blah. That's not my responsibility per se, but if he holds me accountable to that because he knows I can do it, then it's going to level me up. I don't know. I feel like accountability gives you levels, responsibility.
Right. And I always say this, you know, accountability plus your destiny equals a dynasty. You look at high performers, Serena Williams, Tom Brady, you know, Dr. Thomas, they're in systems. They're the right person in the right system. And that system holds them accountable and it helps them go beyond places that they would imagine for their own lives. And I think, again, that's where our clients find the most value, because they're a part of amazing programs and amazing coaching communities, but the gap is being held accountable. And I think, you know, for the many clients that want to sign up, and yes, we don't take on more than, you know, our slotted clients. And when someone graduates, we then recruit new clients. But the reason why we're so selective is because, again, many people are not ready for extreme accountability. Many people are not ready to be a part of what we're doing here, you know, at Accountability Gurus. What would you say, first you, Crystal, then you, Stephen, that people can do to prepare, you know, if their number does come up to work with the Accountability Gurus?
They should most definitely be prepared to do the work.
Right.
I mean, at the end of the day, having some set goals in front of you is most definitely going to be, you know, the most important thing. Cause I mean, how can we help anyone accomplish anything if we have no clue where it is that they're going?
Right.
And then of course, having that will to do or the want to actually accomplish the goals that they said that they want to accomplish is going to be most important. I can say just personally, it makes absolutely no sense for me to work with anyone that hasn't full on bought into their own program or to their own goals. I can't do anybody, you know, any justice in that. But if you believe in whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish, I can work with that, you know. But it's going to most definitely be difficult if you walk in with little faith that you can get it done. Mm. And not even with the correct mindset to even start the journey. So for me, that's, you know, that's my buy-in.
Right. What about you, Stephen? How can people prepare to work with the Accountability Gurus?
Pay attention. For me, it's paying attention. Like, no one on here is here to waste your time. We're not here to have our time wasted. So if you need to take a cue card out or something to jot down notes, pay attention, because it really comes down to, how do you really want this? Because if you really did, we wouldn't have to repeat that book title four times. So are you prepared to take in the information and move forward? Or are you just here for a good time?
Right.
And we can be addicted to self-help or. Like, that's my thing. Because I'm paying attention, and maybe it's a gift, I don't know, but maybe we can teach you the gift of paying attention.
Right. And, you know, one thing that's unique about this accountability group is that, unfortunately, we have to let people go when they, you know, break what they said they're committing to. Because at the end of the day, you just nailed it. And Crystal, you set it up as well, that we are not here to deepen friendships. We're here to get you from point A to point B and then let you off the bus and let you out the system. I think most times people will take your money and have you be a part of a program, even if they're not checking in with you and demanding that you prove that it's working for you. And that's where I think we have, you know, a slight different edge and a slight different touch. We're demanding that you prove that you got to the gym on time, that you woke up at 4 a.m. consistently, you know, and that you did get certified in the training that you said you would get certified in. And I think that's different than what most people are used to. How do you think most clients are going to take that when they're let go from something that they feel, well, I can afford this, I should be allowed to be a part of it?
I think it'll be a gut check. It'll be a gut check. Money can't buy it.
Right.
It can buy it, but if you're not doing the right thing, you have wasted your money. You're going to be let go.
Right. Right.
You said it right the first time. Money can't buy it. Money cannot buy the grind. Nobody can pay for that. Like, you have to work for that. You gotta, you know, want that. You gotta get up at, you know, 4 or 5, whatever time you get up in the morning. You know, you gotta put in the work. You gotta do the hours. You gotta be able to, you know, do multiple things at one time. Like, even if you paid to be a part of any type of program, at the end of the day, you can't pay for the result. Right. Well, I'm not doing the work for you. It's your deal.
I don't know why this is coming up in my mind, but it goes to, like, when the volunteer process or anything, like when I'm typing people in and we're having communications and I see a not truth. You have to be accountable to being honest. So if you make up something that's not truth and it's discovered, that's bad on you. And the reason why we have to be hard on that is because that's what really makes you accountable to the truth. Like, you telling the truth to me.
Right. And what I immediately heard there was, if you're accountable to the truth will set you free. You know,
right.
If you do the reps, if you write the speeches, if you, you know, call the event planners, if you sit with, you know, your coaches, if you make the accountability calls, that truth will set you free. It'll set you free to exceed your goals. It'll set you free to truly go deep and be responsible on top of your accountability. Now, you know, we're coming up on our closing time. And I know that many people challenge us, is there a discount? You know, is there a one-on-one training? Why do we do it the way we do it? And, you know, I'll take a stab at that. We know the value we bring to the marketplace. When Team Backpack started, you know, 6 months ago, you know, we all just poured into each other and really held each other accountable. And we have very busy lives. You know, both of you guys are, you know, putting in 50 or more hours a week. And then you're talking 20 to 30 hours with family. So taking on any clients, the commitment is astronomical. And something that we really discussed before we spun this up was, how are we going to measure our success? And again, we don't want to work with people that are going to bring our stats down. You know, if you're not going to be someone that we can point to as a star of our program, we don't even really want you to get past our screening to get into our program. You know, and I'd say this to anyone listening, anyone, you know, following up with us after hearing about this accountability group, you know, we are not here to sing kumbaya. We are here to get you to 400 pounds if that's your goal, you know, in your deadlift. Like, we are here to make sure that you build that business or you double that income if that's your goal. And we are not going to back down from what you said the goal is. And yes, we understand life happens. You know, we're watching people go through flooding, mass shootings, hurricanes. And so we know there are setbacks, speed bumps, and personal obstacles. But you came to us because you know you knew we could help solve a problem that you're having, which is finding teams that hold you accountable and getting you the results that you deserve.
Yeah. I totally agree. And then you said, you know, one of my favorite things, personal obstacles. Like, I'm starting to love those things, right? Like, they put us in a better position to win. I don't think we realize how beneficial obstacles can be for us, right? Like, you got Moses. He had a personal obstacle, but look at how grand his story became because he had that. And so I really think that that's the value that we will be able to add to all of our clients, is being able to show them how to, you know, not stare at the personal obstacle as an issue or as a problem, but more so as an asset to get to the place of where they're trying to go. You know, most of our personal obstacles are going to catapult us to the next level. Most people just don't know how to use them correctly. And I most definitely think that that's how we have been able to, you know, be successful in what it is that we do. We're just not looking at stuff as problems. We're looking at it, you know, as an asset to our future. So it's just, it's great to be able to think that way. I think it's awesome.
I think it's exciting that if you're weak, this ain't for you. And more so, maybe you're not weak, but you're used to people treating you weakly. And it's acceptable because we live in a world where it's acceptable to be weak. They have feelings. But at the end of your feelings, there is nothing. And I like to base my things on facts and not feelings. And so just quite frankly, just don't be weak. And if you focus on not being weak, and focus on being great, and focus on the solutions to being strong and how to get there, you're going to be fine. But if you want to be weak, this ain't going to be for you. You're going to get smushed like a bug, just like everywhere else that weak people go.
Yeah.
Or weak people are.
It's adjustments over excuses, though, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So as we wrap this up, you know, I just want to remind all our listeners out there that, you know, yes, we do have some slots open, but I need you to think about this, because when you reach out to us and we give you that intake form, if you somehow get past the screening and you meet the accountability gurus, I hope you understand that we don't baby you. You know, I gave a speech this weekend and I talked about falling and really being cut and having to finish the run, you know, and what I didn't say was some people had broken limbs and they still had to finish the run. Because guess what? When you set out to complete something, you have to carry the weight. You have to complete it. And when you sign up with the accountability gurus, again, the clock's ticking. We're bringing you in with that specific goal, and we're going to push you every single day, sometimes giving you 12 to 20 tasks to complete in that day, to get you where you need to be. Because what most of us fail to realize is that not only does time wait for no one, but when setbacks, speed bumps, and personal obstacles show up, if you don't have the right momentum, you can't steamroll right through them. So our job here is to help you build that momentum, teach you the mindsets so that you can move from where you're at to where you want to be in a timely manner.
All things are possible.
Absolutely.
But it depends on you.
So who has the word of faith before we leave? And that's something else we're big on here. We believe that faith is the foundation to everything we do. You believe it, and then you do the work, and then you get your results.
You made that easy, Bart. You just gave it, right? One of my favorites is faith without works is dead, right? So, you know, the instructions is, you know, stop being a zombie. You know, it's time to get stuff done. You know, we need to actually put our faith to work, but we have to put action behind that faith. We can't just say that we have it like, oh my God, I believe, you know, that this thing is going to happen for me. No, it has to have some type of work behind that thing in order for it to actually come into fruition. So, you know, hey, go off of the old school. Faith without works is dead.
Love it. Dead. I love it. Well, expect these webinars, podcasts, and audio snippets from Team Backpack, the accountability gurus. We know what we have works, or you wouldn't be talking to us or listening to us. I'm signing out. See you guys later. And for those that make it in the program, expect results.
Looking to sponsor the podcast? Email us at info@bernardbergen.com.
You said you want a better life. You said you want more money. You said you want a better circle of friends. You said you're not going back, but you lack discipline. You don't have an addiction. You lack discipline. You don't have a money shortage. You lack discipline. You don't have a problem in your marriage. You lack discipline. Your children are not crazy. You just run a household that lacks discipline. And your babies are just a product of their environment. See, we're all imperfect, but when you're insincere, you risk the accountability you need to be your absolute best. Anyone you admire, glean from, or look up to, it's because they have more discipline than you. And if you add that same discipline, you'll admire a lot more of the things you get to do.